主的仆人不能来你们的国家，因为他们是很紧张。但是你要到他们那里，告诉他们弥赛要来了。一个教会到另一个教会，告诉他们肯尼亚弥赛要来了。
Finland is preparing our calendar. We're headed to Finland. We are headed to Italy. We are headed to Panama. We are headed to Ecuador. We are headed all the way to Chile and all the other nations that we visited. African nations, Asia also. So this is the time at which to be empowered by this kind of message and have a burden. Burden for your loved ones and then a burden for the people of your countrymen.
你们国家的人们有负担，你们要为耶稣去接触他的，就是告诉他们在这个家中所发生的事情。
This is for the entire body of Christ. So use it as a people to reach out to your people, your loved ones, your countrymen, and exhort them to now repent and receive Christ and be holy. The Lord has spoken about a visitation.
Again,
another time now, the Lord has spoken about a visitation.
I don't know why that came to me.
I don't know which country that meeting will be. And in that visitation, the Lord has spoken about coming in his cloud. And when he comes in the cloud of glory, he will speak by voice and servants, and then out of shock everybody will go down to worship the Lord, the cloud, now on their bellies. I have seen that kind of worship. Also in Israel, when the Lord brings it to Israel, I've seen...When now revival, the whole of that mount of oil, the temple mount becomes green, and then they all go down on their bellies, and the cloud of God comes, and they worship the Lord.
But this one happens in the Gentile world,
just before the rapture.
I don't know the country, I don't know the meeting, whichever meeting it is,
that is the preserve of the Lord. But again, he has spoken about the visitation whereby he comes, and in his cloud.In the cloud of glory, in the most dreadful cloud of glory, the Lord will speak by voice and everybody in the meeting will hear his voice.
He'll hear his voice for the first time.
And out of shock, they'll be on their bellies and they'll worship and they'll cry out to the Lord and worship the Lord. God himself coming to shepherd his people to make a personal invitation for them to come into the kingdom of glory. To let them know that their travail, their labor has not been in vain.That finally the kingdom of heaven is coming. That finally God Almighty has come to secure them, to give them a safe passage from this dominion of Satan into the kingdom of heaven.
To give them a safe passage from this kingdom of darkness where Satan is the prince of air
and bring them into his glory. God Almighty coming to rescue people before the earth becomes the world's finest of blessed people. Look at my prophecy in your news.Ever since I gave the prophecy of the war coming to Ukraine, look at how the whole world has been totally engulfed. Every moment, every second, the war in Ukraine, in Dnipro, in where, in Bucha, everywhere, it is such a tremendous prophecy that has shaken the whole world. Look at the prophecy of the coronavirus. My words are still being fulfilled in China. Hospitals are flooded the way I said it on December 1, the year 2015, before COVID came, 14 years.Before COVID came, hospitals are flooded in China.
Yesterday,
report had it that more than 900 million Chinese are infected right now. We check. That's close to 1 billion. Look at that prophecy, how it has shaken the earth. And look at the prophecy of the war coming to Ukraine. And on top of that, the massive healing, crippled, blind, deaf, look at the manner of administration of the two prophets of Yahweh, repeating the Bible, scripture, anchored on the Bible, the shadow. In the Bible, it was healing the sick. The shadow was healing the sick. But now, the shadow is literally opening blind eyes.Opening their ears and raising cripples. So this is such a historic time, blessed people. A time to take advantage of. And the Lord is trying to give the church advantage. That you may be different from all the other religions. Because this is the only place at which the God of the cross, the God of the Bible, is now raising cripples. All the idol gods you see on the earth cannot raise a cripple.This is the advantage the church has. So take advantage of it and prepare your countrymen for the coming of the Messiah. Let them repent and be holy and receive Christ and be righteous and receive the Lord and mature in the word, receive the Holy Spirit. 并且在话语上说接受圣灵，因为弥赛亚来了。
When the cloud of glory, and you speak with his servants audibly, and everybody in the meeting will hear, and then the house of shelter collapse. They go down on their knees, and they cry out to the Lord. But I do not know where this meeting takes place, which country. I do not know which day, which time, which year, when this meeting does take place. And we have seen another meeting also, where the cloud will come, and when the cloud comes,Then he raised up the altar there. I've seen another meeting again where a dead body, a boy who is dead,
in the coffin,
he gets up from the coffin. I don't know where that is, but he gets up. The coffin is open and he gets up and he resurrects and walks. And then the past 2 days again, the Lord spoke about a skeleton coming out of the tomb.So we have before us a tremendous time.
So in our past
one, to be able to advantage the church, to prepare you for the glorious coming of the Messiah, blessed people. And so as we prepare for Bomet, three cripples raised, astronomical power, God is speaking from heaven, promising healing, promising wonders, promising the visitation of the Father himself, the cloud of God raised in India. Tremendous time ahead of the church here.And take advantage of this because I think the earth after the rapture of the church and it's absolutely unbearable
after the rapture started,
you don't want to be here. And in the message of the Lord has given, especially in the conference, the extended conference that took place here at headquarters with many, many senior most clergy from Italy coming all the way from Finland, from
Latin America, senior clergy here.
In that extended conference, you saw that
The
tribulation is not meant for the church. It's not for you.
So take your time, reach your loved one,
prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
May the Lord bless you all
as you prepare for the glorious coming of the King.
But at the end of it all, you
celebrate the wedding feast of the Lamb in the glorious kingdom of heaven. The Messiah is coming without holiness. Nobody, and I repeat, no one.
记住，非圣洁，没有人能够见到主。谢谢。